With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Let Bembo take it. There's a bit of push and shove. There goes the whistle. And here goes Bembo with the shot. And it's into the net! And that must be it. It's a fantastic goal from Luke Bembo. That must finish it, surely. Right-footed, over the wall, and past the despairing dive of Adri Moniz and Stourbridge. Look, oh, they booked their place in the FA Cup second round for the second year in succession.
And didn't they do well? Stourbridge through to the next round. This is Evo Stick Extra. My name is Ben Hughes, and coming up in this week's show, we'll be paying tribute to the team now into the second round proper of this season's FA Cup. Plus, we'll be joined by James Hayes to review all of last weekend's fixtures in the league and trophy. Plus, we'll be joined by Andrew Snaith with a preview for all this weekend's league fixtures. Plus, we've got interviews with loads of managers. So stick around. This is Evo Stick Extra. Welcome. So welcome everybody to this week's Evo Stick Extra. Coming up in this week's show, we've got a full fixture preview later on with Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio. We're also going to be talking to the management at Skelmersdale United, Matt Locktown, and we're also going to try and get the new managers on from Hensford Town as well. That's Paul Casey, of course. That's all coming up on this week's show. But before all of that, it's time to start at the very beginning, and joining me now at the start of it all, it's James Hayes from the MPL Facebook group. Hello, James. How's things?
Afternoon, Ben. How are we doing?
I'm all good, mate. I'm all good. So we're recording this on Wednesday lunchtime, just for disclaimer purposes, just in case there's any breaking news on Thursday and Friday. Can't be helped. We're not time travellers, unfortunately, but I'm sure everything will be fine. A cracking weekend of results. Basically, there's been so much news, I don't know where to start. So let's start with the FA Trophy, James. Some cracking results from the second qualifying round this past weekend. Highlights for you?
Obviously, I'm going to mention the Rushden-Lincoln game, even though it went to a replay. 3-0 down in Northamptonshire and Lincoln taking it, and the replay during the midweeks. And I think that, again, nice little boom-bang-bang football there to pinch your quarter from yourself.
Thank you.
I think out of the shock results, the Stocksbridge 5 kids gold 3 game, again, nice high-scoring one. But the big shock of the lot, I think, Shaw Lane taking Whitby Town down 3-0.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a cracking result for Shaw Lane. We should also mention as well Ramsbottom United, a 4-1 victory in the second qualifying round, eventually when the match took place on Tuesday night. 4-1 against Redditch United, a superb effort there. And Marine, we always like it when a Southern League team meets its comeuppance against an MPL side. 4-2 on Tuesday night, cracking result there. And a lively encounter as well. In Staffordshire between Stafford Rangers and Hensford Town. I've never seen so many videos from one match. And Stafford Rangers went through by 2-1 in front of just over 1,000 supporters there in Stafford. So congratulations to Stafford Rangers. And after the match, Neil Kitching caught up with Stafford Rangers TV.
A bit of a roller coaster for the 2 games and nearly 2 hours tonight.
Yeah, 10:45. Yeah.
Got the right result in the end.
Yeah, right result. And it is the right result, and it's, you know, based on the game, however long it's lasted, it's the right result. We got there in the end. What a fantastic evening for both sets of fans, any neutrals, the club in general. And I could not be more proud of my Stafford Rangers squad if I tried. It was unreal, the effort.
Over 1,000 here tonight, you'd said on Saturday you were hoping for that, and did that help?
Well, what a gaze. Again, you know, in a loud... Then they got us through. Then they went a little bit quiet towards the end, and I think they could sense what I was sensing as we were approaching full time. We looked a little bit leggy, bearing in mind the shift we put in Saturday as well. And then just as extra time kicked in, they got it behind us again. You know, and that, I can't tell you how much it helps, because the players respond to it. You know, and even when we score from the penalty, I'm shouting to the crowd, you know, get behind us, see us home. You know, and they did fantastic noise, fantastic crowd, and I'm just pleased. You know, we've done that for them, a local derby. I'm told it's been a few years since Stafford have beaten Hensford and beaten them well, let's be fair about it, and deserved winners. And I'm just pleased it's been done in normal time, so we've won the game rather than it going to penalties.
Friend of the show, David Broom, there speaking with Neil Kitching.
Stafford Rangers manager, on Stafford Rangers TV following their FA Trophy win against Hensford Town midweek.
From what people have seen on the NPL group, if you've watched it, if you've been paying attention this week, for the game to go into extra time and leaving it to the very last minute, the way Stafford won it as well, obviously will have annoyed Hensford Town quite a little bit. But again, in a derby game, you've got to expect that sort of situation. Both teams have gone full out for the victory. Again, it's a trophy, why wouldn't you?
And congratulations as well to Farnsley Celtic. No mean feat, this one. 3-2 winners against Barwell in a bit of a ding-dong affair there. Most of the goals come in the first half. It was 2-2 at half-time, and then Lewis Nightingale on the 84th minute taking the winner there for Farnsley Celtic. Just to reaffirm what we said last week to Andrew Simpson, we are going to get Farnsley Celtic on the Division 1 show, which is out in a couple of weeks' time. So we are going to give them exposure, just to say, because Farnsley Celtic are having a cracking month, it would appear. So that's the FA Trophy. Congratulations to everyone for making it through. Commiserations to those who didn't. But we'll be giving much love to the third qualifying round next week when it's back on the agenda again. That's the FA Trophy. Just a mention for the FA Cup. And there was a big game which took place on Monday evening. And to find out what exactly happened on Monday night, we're now going to hand over to the delightful commentary team of Richard Nevin and Adam Parks from Black Country Radio, commentating on Stourbridge against Whitehawk.
When they come forward, Whitehawk look dangerous, but then again, so do Stourbridge, as they're doing so at the moment.
And here's Light on the edge of the penalty area. Just can't get any spice, but he's into the penalty area. Got the opportunity for the shot, and Chris Light left-footed from into the penalty area. Set for Hughes and Light here at the War Memorial. And Stourbridge get the goal they wanted. In the 6th minute of the second half, Chris Light, he made space for himself, got into the penalty area and left-footed, rasped the shot past Adrian Mones. And it's Stourbridge who have the lead here. Stourbridge 1, Whitehawk 0. Adam Parks, that's a smashing goal.
Take it back, Chris Light. Absolutely fantastic. Left 3 defenders for dead to the left of the area. Took a gamble on his own ability to get into the area and then fired a shot left-footed, which goalkeeper Adrian Muniz had no chance of stopping, albeit it was at the near post as well. And the crowd have absolutely gone bananas. Brilliant stuff. Stourbridge a goal up.
And here's another great run from Chris Light. Tries to knock it past. He's going to get into the penalty area. He can't get on the end of it. The keeper's lost it. The ball is in the back of the net. And it's 2-0 for Stourbridge. What a disaster from Whitehawk's point of view, as the keeper was down on his haunches but couldn't quite get hold of the ball. Eventually, the ball slid into the net. I think there's an injury for a Stourbridge keeper, but what for a Stourbridge player, should I say. But the shed end goes balmy again. And I can tell you, it is now Stourbridge 2, Whitehawk 0. It's Luke Bembo on target, Adam, and no less than he deserves.
Well, that's down to braveness on Chris Light's part, because he is the one who scouted the defender to try and get work the ball past the goalkeeper. The goalkeeper looked for the foul. In fact, the foul was probably more on Chris Light, actually. Maybe there might have been a penalty appeal if the ball hadn't found its way to Bembo. But look, Lady Luck favoured Stourbridge there. The ball fell to Bembo and he worked his way up to the goal and poked the ball home. And really, 2-0, it really puts Stourbridge in a very, very strong position now for the final half hour of this game.
Let Bembo take it. There's a bit of push and shove. There goes the whistle. And here goes Bembo with the shot. And it's into the net! And that must be it. It's a fantastic goal from Luke Bembo. That must finish it, surely. Right-footed, over the wall, and past the despairing dive of Adrian Mones, and Stourbridge, look, they book their place in the FA Cup second round for the second year in succession. Great goal, Adam.
Just listen to that. That just said it all, really. It's game, set and match. I'm afraid Whitehawk will have a long journey back home. But Bembo has had a booking for going over to the shed, who are absolutely going berserk over there. It's pandemonium in the shed end. And why not? 3-0 up. This is what Monday Night Football's all about, Rich.
So the sights and sounds there of Black Country Radio. Big thank you to Richard Nevin and Adam Parks there for providing that coverage A superb result on Monday night. There's a team still flying the flag for the Evo Stick Northern Premier League, and that team is Stourbridge. And joining me now, it's the social media coordinator, stroke officer, stroke social media guy from Stourbridge. It's the welcome return of Richard Clark. Hello, Richard. How's things?
Hi, Ben. Very good, thanks, as you probably can imagine.
So we had Gary Hackett on last week, and we were, you could hear the frustration with regards to the fixtures. The fixture pile-up that was on its way, having to travel to Spennymoor and then having to go and play this really important game against Whitehawk. And, well, you've done it. You got something out of the Spennymoor game, and you certainly got something out of Monday.
It's funny because before we started this conversation, I thought he's going to ask about what a great result it was on Monday, and I was going to make the point that we had two great results. And I know it was only, quote-unquote, a draw at Spennymoor, but... we had only two players who started on Saturday who started Monday night's game as well, and one of them was the goalkeeper. So to make that many changes and put out a team at Spennymoor, which is a capable team, but a few youngsters and a few players who haven't played too many games this season and played really, really well. So I think it's important to make that point on that game. And they put pressure perhaps on what you might call the first team for Monday night to perform, and they certainly did perform. So... going into this weekend, managers got some selection headaches.
And it was a cracking atmosphere on Monday. I mean, we surmised that ground, when it's full, it can be bouncing. And
Absolutely. I mean, we had 2,000 in there, as near as makes no difference. And sometimes you might think that the three-sided ground, the atmosphere might sort of just ebb away out over the open side. But with everybody crammed in a bit tight around just three sides, it really enhances it. And it was a brilliant atmosphere. And I have to add as well that Whitehawk supporters, there perhaps weren't that many of them there, being a Monday night and a long way to travel, but they made themselves heard and they contributed to it. And it was a brilliant atmosphere from start to finish. And really, I mean, the second half, once we got going, you know, it was boisterous, really, really great fun. Good evening.
Well, if it's all right with you, Richard, on behalf of the MPL show to the club Stourbridge, we're not going to have you on next week because it's just too much. You're on every week. Get your own radio station or something. I don't know. But anyway...
We'd like to have our own TV station, but the BBC keep ignoring us.
That's a topic that we'll cover in 2 weeks' time. But okay. Richard Clark from Stourbridge, on behalf of everyone listening, a big congratulations to Stourbridge, everyone connected with the club. It's superb. A cracking effort on Monday night. Once again, flying the flag for the MPL, and we'll have you back on in a couple of weeks to preview that big game in the second round proper.
Thanks, Ben, and we'll come on in a couple of months' time and preview the third round as well.
Boom. Good. So our thanks to Richard Clark at Stourbridge. A cracking evening, as James has alluded to. 3-0 winners against Whitehawk. And up next is I've been saying it all along, so I might as well keep it up. A winnable match against league opposition at home to Northampton Town. Obviously, we'll cover that off in the coming weeks. Now, when is that game, by the way? It is a couple of weeks' time, isn't it?
4th of December, hopefully, because it's a Sunday. And I'm just in discussion with certain people at the moment to what we can do for that game. Ooh. If we can make attendance. Keep your eyes peeled, that's all I will say.
Righty-o, right then. Right, I'll look forward to the phone call. So, that's all the cup competitions for now. We're going to do a Doodson roundup in a second. But it's now time to draw our eyes to the league. And for all the results from a busy Saturday in the league, it's now time to hand back over to Cockers.
Thanks, Ben. There were only a handful of games due to the FA Trophy, but Rushall Olympic had the chance to leap above Whitby Town and Blyth Spartans when they took on Warrington Town at Cantilever Park. It was the Wire, though, who moved up the table to 8th spot after a 2-0 win. Spennymoor Town were looking to move into the top five when they entertained mid-table Stourbridge at the Brewery Field, but had to make do with just a point to leave them in 6th. A bit further down the table, and 6 of the bottom 7 were in action on Saturday, and it turned out to be a good day for Frickley Athletic and second bottom Skelmersdale United. The Blues enjoyed a good 3-1 win at Hurst Cross against Ashton United, while Skem saw off fellow strugglers Ilkeston FC 2-1 at Stormy Corner. Colville Town moved up to 18th spot after winning 3-0 at Coles Lane against third bottom Sutton Coldfield Town, and Corby Town remain rooted to the bottom of the table after losing 1-0 on their long trek to Borough Park to face Workington AFC. Back over to you, Ben.
So Cocker's there. Big thank you for reading out those results from Saturday afternoon. Later on in the show, we're going to be joined by Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio for a preview for this Saturday's matches in the league. We've got a plethora of fixtures coming up in the NPL Premier Division. But just to mention some of the highlights there, I'm going to suggest result of the day is perhaps Warrington Town. It has to be, doesn't it? 2-0 winners against Rush Olympic.
I completely disagree with you there, but fantastic result there for Warrington. I said last week it's going to be crucial for the teams for Rushall, Warrington, Ashton and Spennymoor to make advantage of this opportunity. And you look at all four results, all of them have gone against them in some sense or another.
There's been a few results down the bottom end as well. Where do you start with this? I mean, there's been two cracking results and we'll start off with this one here at Fritkell Athletic. Fritkell Athletic, 3-1 winners away at Ashton United. James has alluded to it. You feel that Ashton United needed to capitalise on some of the teams above them being in FA Trophy action this past weekend. A 3-1 win for Fritkell Athletic is a cracking result. And joining us now to discuss this result, we're now joined by the manager at Fritkell. It's Lee Morris. Hello, Lee. How's things?
I'm good, mate. I'm good. Thank you. How's yourself?
I'm all good. So we'll come to this weekend's fixture in a second or two, but a big congratulations for the last outing in the league on Saturday. Superb result that against Ashton.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, the result a couple of weeks earlier against Rushall, you know, set us on his way, really. We've been playing well, and then we went to Stocksbridge in, you know, the local cup and turned them over quite easy. And then just momentum, really. And, you know, we've been asking for him to step up to the plate, as in consistency levels, and they did that away at Ashton, and yeah, great result, really.
Now, you've been at the club now, your latest stint at the club for a couple of months now. What was your expectations when you came in for the season, the remainder of the season for the club?
It obviously, when you know, when you first take over and you look at, you know, that the team had played 9 and lost 9, and you know, it's difficult because when you're winning, it's a snowball effect, and when you're losing, it's a snowball effect as well. So, basically, all I wanted to do was get smiles back on faces and, you know, straight away and pick up as many points as we could in the short space of time. And, you know, the main objective this year is to stay in the league. You know, it's going to be difficult, but, over the last few weeks, we'll give ourselves a good chance in doing that.
And last season, Fritkell had a cracking season. So there's potential there. And the club is a cracking club. I love the Pie and Peas. And I love the old main stand there as well. And it's just one of those special clubs. I love it.
Yeah, you know, I've got a good affiliation, you know, from playing here with the fans and the people behind the scenes that, you know, people really don't understand until you go into kind of like management, how hard they work behind the scenes. And, you know, like you've just said, it's a fantastic club and it's run the right way, which for me was one of the main things. And it's a cracking club. And last season they did very, very well. You know, Carl Rose, I take my hat off to him, you know, did a really good season after a few struggling ones. But, you know, like you said, potential is there. And we certainly have got a cracking bunch of lads. And it was just a case of trying to get the confidence back. And that's what football's all about.
Now, this weekend is obviously a very important match, this away trip to Grantham Town. The relegation pitches, we mentioned the promotion picture being tight and unpredictable. The relegation pitch is proving to, they're starting to bunch up again, and there's potential there to drag a few teams in towards the relegation zone, and that means that this weekend's game is really important.
Yeah, it's exactly what you've just said there. You know, when we took over, that was what I said. You know, we have to pick up as many points as we can to get teams dragged in. And, you know, we picked up basically half the points that's been available to us, which I think's brilliant from where we was. And like you say, we win on Saturday, which, you know, every confident in doing, then you drag three or four more teams into it. And, you know, then for me, you go halfway between the point levels that you need to stay in the league, because I can't see you needing much more than 40 to stay in the league. And like I say, you know, then it's all for people to fight with, because like you say, Skem, Sutton and Corby have all named new managers over the last couple of weeks. So, you know, they'll be picking up results. So it's going to be a tight one.
And you got Skem on Tuesday as well. Which, yes. So it's all happening.
Yes. It is, yes. I think we play them twice in a week. I think we go to Skem as well the Tuesday after. So, you know, it's a massive few weeks for Fickley and, you know, the supporters. So we'll be looking to pick up as many points as we can. And, you know, hopefully this time in 2 weeks, we could be, you know, sat halfway up the league, and it'll be an amazing achievement for this time of year.
Well, Lee Morris, manager at Frick Athletic, a big thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to come on the show. Wish you all the best of luck heading towards Christmas, and we'll get you on in the new year.
Thank you very much, Ben. Thank you.
Lee Morris there, thank you for joining us this week on Evo Stick Extra. So good result that for Frickle Athletic. Beating Ashton United, that takes them up on equal points as Ilkeston. Ilkeston do have four games in hand, but Ilkeston have dropped the ball this past weekend, haven't they? 2-1 against Skelmersdale United, getting beat. And after that match on Saturday, Simon Driscoll caught up with the Skelmersdale United manager, Tommy Lawson.
How proud are you to get the win under your belt?
Absolutely delighted. I think it's been coming. I think we've been playing some good football. We haven't had our just rewards. Some of the decisions have been bordering on crazy. Everything seems to have gone against us. I seem to have been a scratch record, complaining about this, that and the other. But it's a fact. We've not got the rub of the green. I felt today it would have been easy. With that in mind, it would have been easy to feel sorry for yourself. But I think what we've done there today, we put a full shift in. Every single player can feel proud of the 90 minutes, and I'm more than happy to have won a six-pointer.
Obviously, the win surely is going to give a confidence boost for the upcoming games. Obviously, we've got a bit of a break on Tuesday with the League Cup game against Colne. Obviously, moving a bit forward, we've got a doublehead against Frickley and Blyth, I think it's here, in a couple of weeks. Confidence is high. A couple of wins in the next few weeks, it will boost us up the table.
Yeah, we've just got to take one match at a time. We've got a few lads that we need to sort of have a look at, see who's picked up injuries or knocks before Tuesday, but it might be a case that we can have a look at one or two. What we are trying to introduce, we brought five players into the squad, and what we're trying to introduce is competition for places, and I feel we're on course for doing that. We're not finished yet. We have approached other clubs for one or two other players as well. You know, we're not sitting back on it. We do feel that we can improve it even more, and that's where we're up to. You know, it's not a case of confidence, because at the end of the day, one win doesn't change it all. It just means, well, hang on a minute. Yeah, you know, you're going to go home and enjoy your pint tonight.
Yeah.
You know, your weekend's not wrecked, which unfortunately recently it has been.
Yeah.
And as I say, everyone will go home feeling that feel good factor. That is important when you're a footballer or a sportsman, you know.
Okay, Tommy, thanks very much for that. Well done on the 3 points.
Tommy Lawson there, speaking with Simon Driscoll after Saturday's win for Skelmersdale United against Ilkeston.
Had Ilkeston won that, you could have started seeing this gap starting to expand now at the bottom end of the table. Frickley needed that win against Ashton, and I've written them off personally. But Frickley, fantastic performance there last weekend, especially with the goal difference they've got to play with now as well. And Skelmersdale as well. Results have gone the other way. You've been looking at 9 points adrift and games against Ilkeston and Barwell at this moment in time. So Skelmersdale, crucial win that for Ilkeston. Again, Ilkeston, who'd been playing quite well against the Skelmersdale team, had been winless in seven. So again, gone against the form. And it's maybe underestimated Skelmersdale a little bit. But Skelmersdale have now got that potential there, especially with the moves that have been made in the last couple of weeks with him, to start building that bit more momentum.
There's still no margin for error, really, for Skelmersdale United. They do have two games in hand, 4 points the gap to safety. Now, in a second or two, we're going to have a full fixture preview with Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio, where hopefully we're going to be joined by Paul Casey, as well as one of the managers at Matlock Town, joining us in this week's show. But before you go, James, it's now time for our Integro Dudeson League Cup Dudeson first round roundup. And Tuesday night. Hello? Tuesday night was a.
There's a lot of goals. Let's just leave it at that.
It was an eclectic mix of football which took place on Tuesday evening. We don't know the results at time of recording from Wednesday night, but just to cover off some of the results, in fact, we'll go through all of them. Ashton United beating Warrington Town by 2-0 on Tuesday evening, with Jody Banham getting on the score sheet there. Wow. Barwell beat Colville Town by 2-1. Matlock Town went to Bedworth United and won by 4-3. A cracking result, that one, for Matlock Town, with Jamie Yates getting the winner in stoppage time.
Matt Newsham getting back on the score sheet. He's not been a bit quiet for the last couple of seasons. So again, nice to see him back.
Congratulations to Belper Town beating Mickleover Sports on penalties after a 1-1 draw. Belper Town went 1-0 up on 71 minutes and then Lewis Belgrave got an equaliser into stoppage time, sending it to penalties, and Belper Town won on penalties 5-3. And a good attendance there at Belper, 183 in the Duton, not bad at all. Burscoe 2, Lancaster City 1. That's an upset.
It is indeed. I think obviously Lancaster have got glances elsewhere, but Burscoe, the way that the last couple of weeks as well, they've started to come a bit more alive after the start of the season they've had. And they've got a great signing there in Dennis Sheriff, who will score goals in the First Division North.
Buxton 6, Radcliffe Borough 2. Comfortable evening for Buxton there at Silverlands. Yeah. Did you go?
I did indeed.
You made it as well. Oh, no.
Yeah. fifth goal for Fabrice Bembo Leiter's probably goal of the season so far. Fabrice's goal, 35-yard volley from the middle of nowhere against a young keeper. Even though the keeper saved two penalties on his debut, he wasn't stopping that one, sadly. But yeah, night to forget for Radcliffe on that one, I think.
Spalding United went to Carlton Town and won by 5-2. Trafford won by 5-3 away at Drolsden. Tadcaster Albion beat Frickle Athletic by 2-0. Good result that for Tadcaster Albion, a bit of giant killing there. Glossop North End 6, Witton Albion 0.
All three goal scorers are first team starters and a hat trick from Max Leonard as well.
Grantham 3, Gresley 2. Grantham comfortably, it was a bit harem scarem towards the end, but they're through, Grantham Town, so congratulations to them. Rush Olympic went through on Tuesday night 2 on penalties after a 1-0 draw against Hales Owen Town. Rush Olympic winning 3-2 on pens. Clitheroe 2, Kendal Town 0. Not an easy place to go to midweek, Kendal Town, but Clitheroe there going through 2-0. Basford United 4, Loughborough Dynamo 2. A good away win there by Basford United. Nantwich Town overcoming a bit of a tricky fixture, beating Mosley away from home 2-1. Farsley Celtic 4, Ossett Albion 2. Why am I doing this back to front? I don't know. Ossett Albion 2, Farsley Celtic 4. A good result that for Farsley Celtic going through. Scarborough beat Ossett Town 1-0 away from home. Oh my goodness. Rugby Town 0, Ilkeston 0. Rugby Town going through 4-3 on penalties. That is an upset.
It is indeed. Again, Rugby, they've shown it in the FA Cup as well, that they can be a good defensive side. On the day, but again against a young Ilkeston team, should have done well in this competition in my opinion, so well done Rugby there.
Well done Shaw Lane as well, beating Blyth Spartans at home by 2-0. A cracking result that for Shaw Lane. If Shaw Lane come up via Division 1 South this season, they're going to be alright next season, I feel, with various cups that they've results they've had this season so far. Cone travelled to Stormy Corner and won by 3-1. Bit of an upset there, but I think Skem might have their eye on survival more than the Dudeson.
Yeah.
Stocksbridge Park Steels 0, Spennymoor Town 2. And lastly, and by no means leastly, Whitby Town 2, Goole 3. And, it's a bit of a renaissance at Goole at the moment. They're doing all right, aren't they?
Yeah. I don't want to make it sound like a bad thing, but again, Whitby, they put a half-decent team out for that as well. Again, they've got concentration elsewhere at this moment, but that's nothing against Goole at this moment, especially with how they start the season and how they've been performing. So, fantastic effort there from Goole, and well done to them.
Yeah, we should say they did get beat 4-0 at the weekend against Bamber Bridge, but generally, they did beat Glossop a couple of weeks ago, and they did take Blyth Spartans to a replay in the FA Trophy. Sure. So, but anyway, James Hayes from the NPL Facebook group, thank you for joining us this week on Evo Stick Extra. Where's the best place to go to have a bit of banter, keep informed, have discussions, have debates, share a bit of love for the non-league football? Where's the best place to go to, James?
Facebook.com/groups/the NPL or on Twitter at the NPL group.
Well, James Hayes from the NPL group, thank you for joining us this week on Evo Stick Extra, and you have a lovely week.
Cheers, Ben. Thank you.
So it's now time to leave the past behind and look to the future. And joining me now, hand in hand, to gaze at the future, basically in awe, and hopefully all these matches will be on, it's Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio. Hello, Andy. How's things?
I'm not too bad, thanks, Ben. Always gazing in awe, me.
So looking outside my window here in Manchester, there's been significant rainfall. So all these fixtures we're about to preview do come with a massive disclaimer. Look out for tornadoes. Look out for rain. And if the match is on, absolutely, good luck. So before we get started, just a quick mention for Whitby Town. Now, Whitby Town this weekend, you're travelling to Colville Town, and we get you on monthly now, Ander, and each time you're still top of the league. Now, it's going to come to a point, Andrew, where there's no more shows left. Are you still going to be top of the league when that's all done and dusted?
I look forward to that day, maybe not. well, just looking at the league table, it is ridiculous. We always say, don't we? Oh, it's so tight. It's going to be the tightest it's ever been this year. First to 14th is 12 points. That's it. Between first and 14th, it's ridiculous. And they have a game in hand on us. It's mental, absolutely mental. So the longer Whitby are at the top, the better. But we're not counting any chickens or any sort of poultry at all. First ever visit to Colville. I've never been there before. I know it's in Leicestershire. That's all I really know about it. I know they went through in the playoffs against Shaw Lane from the First Division South last season. A mixed start to the season. It's fair to say, but yeah, I think it'll be a tough one, and we'd be missing just a couple of really good players actually. First of all, though, skipper Stephen Snaith, who's suspended. He's got a four-match suspension. And also the centre-half, Luke Bytheway, who I think we're increasingly figuring out how influential he's been at the back.
Coming up in a second or two, we're going to be hearing from the new manager at Hensford Town, that's Paul Kayser. We're also going to be speaking to his counterpart at Matlock Town, one of the joint managers there, Craig Hopkins. Now, we're going to start, the next fixture I think we should go to is this one here, Blyth Spartans against Stafford Rangers. Blyth Spartans will be looking at your match and going, yeah, we can do this. However, Stafford Rangers, oh, did you see the highlights of that match midweek, by the way, against Hensford?
I did.
Wow.
I did. It was a feisty affair.
It was, wasn't it?
I think the referee sent off the wrong man as well.
I believe so.
But, not always a feisty little derby there in the West Midlands, Stafford and Hensford. And Stafford may be buoyed by that. I think they've been in better form of late. Still got a few games to make up. They could be dangerous opponents for Blyth. Certainly hoping so from a Whitby perspective. That could be a really good game.
Blyth Spartans still in the hunt here. Rush Olympic, we mentioned the fact that they took on Warrington last weekend and Warrington came out on top. This weekend, this is a very intriguing match, I feel. Rush Olympic against Sutton Coldfield Town. It's Richard Sneaker's returning to Rush Olympic, essentially. It's his first test, really, as manager of Sutton Coldfield Town. There's all kinds of storylines in this one.
Absolutely right. Yeah, it is a big one. Funny how football works out sometimes. Sutton Coldfield going to Rushall, and you just never know, do you? But we had Rushall against Frickley, I think. Last time I was on, I was previewing that game, and we were thinking, well, Rushall with their home record. Frickley, they haven't even had a point away from home. And of course, Frickley went there and got the win. So you just never know, and I'm sure that Richard Snakers will be up for that game and want to show his former employers what they're missing.
Now, this next one here, Hensford Town against Matlock Town, their manager at Hensford B, he's only been in post since, I think it was Monday, I think, or there or thereabouts. Paul Kayser, the new manager at Hensford Town, filling those shoes left by Liam McDonald, and I think we said it last week, but we wish Liam McDonald well at his new job at Solihull Moors. But Paul Casey's come into the role at Hensford Town, and I caught up with him on Thursday afternoon. So joining me now is the new manager at Hensford Town. It's Paul Casey. Hello, Paul. How's things?
Very well, thank you, Ben. Very well, sir.
So before we get on to football talk, a big congratulations on your appointment. You've been at the club before, obviously, at various roles with coaching, but a big congratulations.
Yes, it's really pleased. I was there 8 years ago. As a youth team manager, and I'm built a really good side there. I mean, 18-year-olds just wanted to play there, so it was easy getting the players in. Recruitment was easy.
Obviously, big boots to fill. Liam McDonald was only there for about four or five months or so, but he's given you a good start to the season to build upon.
Yes, Liam's. I know Liam personally as well from when he was at his previous club, because obviously I've been at. I was at Coastal Town before. Liam's done a fantastic job of setting the season up with Hensford sitting fourth in the league. It's a shame that they've not recently gone out the FA Cup and FA Trophy. Obviously, I was in charge on Tuesday night, which was a very highly charged game. But I'm confident that I can fill his boots, no problem at all.
And that, we joked about Tuesday night earlier in the show, just about how there's so many YouTube videos flying around from the night. It's quite a feisty occasion, but quite an advert for Staffordshire football, I feel, as well, at the same time.
Yes, I'm good friends with Neil Kitchen, and Neil was a Coleshill town manager as well at one point. And you look at the squad and the job he's done there, and the jobs he's done in the past. He's going to have a very good side in his corner. It was a very feisty game. My experience tells me I don't get involved in that. But on the day, they were just too good for us.
So you've had how long have you had with the squad now?
2 hours.
2 hours, okay. So
yeah. I turned up at the game on Tuesday at 6 p.m. That was 2 days ago, and I spent 2 hours with them in their company. I don't know all of the names off the top of my head. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
But obviously, that's because the nature of the squad. But I knew, I know 80% of them. The boys that are like from Manchester or Crewe, that's a learning curve. Do you know what I mean?
For yes.
Me, and it's a short one, so I know who they are. So I do know who they are. So I definitely know who they are now anyway.
When we spoke to Liam McDonald at the start of the season about expectations at the club, and obviously Hensford Town is a big club. What are your expectations coming into this job now for the season to come? Because obviously there's 20-odd games left. What's your expectations? What's your hopes for this season?
My hopes are at the moment is to get improve the squad, because I think we've got 12, 13 players that are very good. We need another 3 or 4 players, because the bench of Saturday's game and Tuesday's game were lads who've not played for 3 or 4 weeks. A couple of youngsters and an extra goalkeeper who's top draw. So over the next 3 or 4 weeks, I've got to make sure that we've actually got a team that compete with 2 games a week or 8 games a month going into the Christmas period. Because over the Christmas period, I hope that we've got some massive local derbies, which obviously we've got to get points from, and the pitches are going to be heavy. So we've got to make sure that we've got just naturally a strong side, or stronger than it is now. My goal is to make the playoffs and get promotion. I am at one of the biggest clubs in the West Midlands. It's a job I've always wanted. It's a job that nearly everybody wants. And I'm confident that hopefully this season that we can get out of the muddy season, because obviously we've got the October till February where the pitches are heavier across the UK. Hopefully we can come out there in contention so that we make sure that we're in the top 8, top 6, top 2. It all depends on how we get on over winter, I'm sure.
Well, it all starts this weekend against Matlock Town. We've got Craig Hopkins coming on in a second or two to talk about from a Matlock perspective. But you mentioned trying to get into the playoffs, trying to get promotion. This season particularly, the race is wide open. I mean, I can't remember it being this tight after 20 or so games between anyone in the top half of the table. And we mentioned Stafford earlier. I'd imagine Stafford are going to do a late run as well. It's so competitive at the top.
For me, and obviously I am new to the league, I do look at the teams where the managers have been there longer than I have, that they should be confident, a little bit more confident than me, because they've got the squad, the players play for them. I've got a team that's never played for me before because of the nature of Liam's move to Solihull Moors. And so far, so for me, I would say, for me right now, making the playoffs is essential. Winning the league when you're in a position when you just took over and you don't know your team would be very confident, I suppose, to say that. But the other teams, I would say, are in a little bit better position than myself. But I just need a couple of months, settle down, understand what we've got. But I've watched enough games when I was youth team manager. I live near Halesowen. I watch the games. I've watched nearly every all the step three sides locally. I've watched Barwell. So it's going to be for me a tough. But there's so many good managers and good teams in the league. I can't call it.
Well, Paul, we mentioned earlier, we're off air. We'll get you back on the show once you've well and truly got your feet under the desk there at Hensford Town.
Yeah.
But again, congratulations on behalf of all the listeners to you on your appointment, and wish you all the best of luck making a success of it.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to going to Matlock. I've never been there.
Oh, you'll love it. It's got a lovely castle. It's a lovely castle.
Yes.
Yes.
Has it got a lovely castle?
It's got a lovely castle. And a nice co-op just next door. It's nice.
Anyway. Okay, fantastic. Anyway, Ben, it's lovely to talk to you, and thanks for making time for me.
So, Paul Casey there at Hensford Town, thank you for coming on the show. Just to add, Andrew, one thing he said in that interview was... when I asked him how long have you been with the players now, 2 hours, and that was the match at Stafford Rangers on Tuesday. so that gives you an insight into perhaps what he's looking at this weekend at Causeway Lane against Matlock Town. We'll go to the Matlock Town management now. Also on Thursday, I caught up with one of the joint managers, the wonderful Craig Hopkins, to hear his views on Matlock Town. So, perhaps game of the weekend is Matlock Town against Hensford Town. We've heard from the new manager at Hensford Town. It's now time to bring back one of the joint managers at Matlock Town. It's Craig Hopkins. Hello, Craig. How's things?
Hello, Ben. I'm good, thanks, mate. How are you?
I'm all good. So, Matlock Town, the last time we had you on, it'd already been a good start to the season. And, well, after 17 games, Matlock Town still in the playoff mix.
Do you think so, Ben?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, we've had a good couple of months, Ben. Yeah, the lads have been working really hard, mate. So we're really pleased with them.
And the form going into this is good. Apart from the blip against Whitby Town, which I don't think a lot of teams have had blips against Whitby Town this season, there's been some cracking results in the last 10 matches.
Yeah, we've had some good games, Ben. We've played some good sides. You know, we played up at Spennymoor in the Trophy, and obviously we played at Grantham last week. And we've been ticking along nicely, Ben. So yeah, we're really happy at the minute.
And obviously there was the Dudeson match on Tuesday night as well. Bedworth United have had some cracking results this season in cup competitions, but Matlock Town safely through. Are you up for the Dudeson this year? Just to touch upon that for a second.
Yeah, I think you want to win every game, don't you, Ben? That's the idea. It was a good game, real good game, actually, Tuesday night. You know, Bedworth played some good football, on their 3G pitch. So it was end-to-end. It probably could have been 6-6, Ben, if I'm honest. But, yeah, it was a good game. So, yeah, we'll be trying to win. You know, we'll be trying to win every game, you know, no question.
And this weekend, if it's on, because looking outside me, actually, the sun's just come out. That's good news. So this weekend against Hensford... what are you expecting? Because I think it's safe to say now that you probably don't want me saying this, but I think it's true. I think Matlock Town are in the playoff shake-up this season and are contenders. So this one's a big... I'm sorry to do that to you, mate. But this one's a big game now.
Well, every game is, Ben, really. And every game's a big game for us. But yeah, we know what a good side Hensford are. You know, that's the thing. I've spoke to a couple of managers over the last couple of days, and Kirky has as well. And, reports getting back, I think 3 out of 4 have said that the best team they've faced. So we know it's going to be a tough game tomorrow, but we'll be ready, and all lads are looking forward to it, Ben. So yeah, I suppose you could say it's a big game, yeah.
And the last question, and I think the listener could tell this, you are keeping a lid on things, aren't you, at Matlock Town at the moment?
Well, we've not really done anything yet, Ben, have we?
I think the start of the season, when you talk about, you know, when we were doing the season preview and we're talking about clubs like Stafford Rangers and Stourbridge and even Marine having decent starts to the season and being in the playoff mix. For Matlock Town to be in the playoff mix, you know, you talk about Rush Olympic and Whitby Town having cracking starts this season, but Matlock have had a really, really good start, and you must be so pleased and proud of everyone.
Yeah, we're happy, Ben, because, you know, start of the season, we kept, 3 or 4 players from last season. It was a fresh start for myself and Kirky moving from Mickle over. We signed 15, 16 players in the summer. And at times that takes time to bed in, you know, players take time to bed in. And I think you could see from us first 5 or 6 games, we were just looking to find a system and looking to find our feet, really. What was going to be best with the players we had, the best system with the players we've had. But what I would say, Ben, is over the last 2 months, mate, the lads have worked unbelievably hard. it's massive credit to every single one of them, because if they're not playing well, Ben, then obviously myself and Kirky are the first ones to let them know. But how hard they've been working, they deserve all the credit. And yeah, we've gone on a good run, and it's massive credit to the players. And that's all I would say, Ben. It's completely in their court. They've worked their socks off. They've given everything they've got. You know, we've been on a nice little run. So long may it continue. Without looking too far in the future, we just want to keep it going, mate.
Well, I look forward to our next chat in a couple of months' time when Matlock are in the playoffs, definitely. But I think all credit needs to go to yourself and Glenn as well, who've come in there and done a crack. It's been a cracking opening few months of the season, certainly at Matlock. I've given the new manager Paul some tourist advice about Matlock Town, about the castle, and about the co-op next door and that kind of thing. But it's going to be a cold one, so wrap up warm, Craig, and thanks for coming on the show this week.
We will, Ben. Hopefully the manager will have them walking up to the castle before the game, mate. That'd be quite handy. You could ring him back.
So Craig Hopkins there, one of the joint managers at Matlock Town. Thank you for coming on the show. Matlock Town, we mentioned it earlier there. It's a cracking game of football, this one. Matlock Town against Hensford Town. It's very, very intriguing. Elsewhere, Buxton against Stourbridge. Now, we've heard from Richard Clarke. I feel like we should mention some of the correspondence we've had in. Mark Joyce, has been in touch to say, Bucks away at Stour. Draw if they are lucky. Off to see, though, Shaw Lane against Bedworth to carry on their winning run. Yes, I know it's a plastic pitch, but a knock-off as well for me. Nice to watch a team playing two forwards up front for a change. Joyce has started doing this thing where he's putting numbers in instead of words. So he's using the number four for four. And that's too much for me. And Richard Clarke, who's already been on the show this week, so I don't know why he's putting correspondence in as well. Stour against Buxton, we've had a good week, hoping it will continue. A lot of fringe players performed well and put pressure on the established ones last Saturday, who in turn responded with an outstanding display on Monday. Manager has a headache for all the right reasons selecting a team tomorrow. The thing is about Stourbridge is it's difficult to assess where they are at the moment with the FA Cup clouding the vision. Buxton, we know where they are. Are they going to stay there, though, Buxton?
Tricky. Well, Joycey, to be fair, is the most pessimistic Buxton fan I've ever met. So if you believe Joycey, you probably think that they'll end up in the bottom half. I think that Buxton will be there or thereabouts. They're quite similar to us, I think. I don't think they're full of star players. I just think they're very well set up, very well organised, and have got a really good spirit about them. And I think Buxton are absolute full strength, like Whitby, could be any team in the league.
This one's quite intriguing, I feel, and it's Nantwich Town against Spennymoor Town.
Absolutely, yeah. Nantwich, another team with so many games in hand. They've got all those to make up. Spennymoor too, both of them with good cup pedigree and good cup runs in different competitions. They've got games to make up. This could be an excellent game. Yeah, absolutely. Another two sides that like to play football. I think what will go in Spennymoor's favour is the fact that it's at Nantwich, and Nantwich are a great deal better away than they are at home. They're still unbeaten on their travels. Nantwich, the only team in the division that are at home. It's a different story. They've only had two wins from six.
Moving along, Warrington Town, a good win last weekend, obviously against Rushall. This weekend, Warrington Town will be hosting Barwell. And Barwell, are you a bit concerned about Barwell?
A little bit, yeah, a little bit. They've still got some good players, and I still think they'll have enough to stay in the league. But they're not as dominant as they have been in recent seasons. They're still a hard team to beat. They still don't concede many goals, but it's scoring them that's been the problem. I think losing Luke Barlow for so long in the season and him just getting back to full fitness is probably the big problem for Jimmy Ginnelly down there. I think once he's got his strike options sorted, that Barwell will get a little bit of breathing space. But playing Warrington, that's not exactly going to be easy, is it?
Now, Corby Town are an interesting one. Corby Town are currently bottom of the league table. But if you look at the news feeds for various things on Evo Stick, you see Corby Town now adding players and getting players in. They've got a new goalkeeper now. They've announced that the striker, Stefan Moore, has joined on a permanent basis. So you can see that with the new manager coming in, Gary Mills, that they're starting to slowly try and build something there now. Can they get an upset, though? It would be an upset, wouldn't it? But with Aston United visiting on Saturday, can Corby Town get a result on the board?
Yeah, I think they can. I really think they can. Yeah, Stefan Moore in there as well to lead the line from Solihull. Yeah, it's one of those games. I mean, Ashton, we've been seeing that they've lost players. They haven't been the same team that they were last season. So in short, yes, they can get a result.
Now, that's Corby against Ashton United. Now, we're going to be speaking we're going to be hearing from a couple of managers down the bottom end of the table in a second or two. Workington are travelling to Ilkeston. Ilkeston, they've still got those games in hand. They're not bottom like they were at the start of the season, clearly, but they're not really pulling away too fast, are they, at the moment? And Workington, there's two questions to ask about this fixture. Ilkeston, can they get themselves out of this relegation picture? Workington, can they get themselves in the playoff picture?
Having seen Workington, yes, I think they can. The performance, maybe I saw Workington at their very best. I feel I did. They were excellent when I saw them. Ilkeston, I do think they'll pull away. They've got a very, very young team and an intriguing game, actually.
Well, our friends at Ilkeston FC TV caught up with Ilkeston's manager, Paul Holland, on Friday. So let's hear what he had to say.
A little look back to last Saturday's defeat away at Skelmersdale. You've had, you know, a few days now to sort of digest everything. What are your thoughts on that game, and do you think the stuff we could have done better on the day?
We let ourselves down badly on the day. You know, we've had meetings about it, and you know, as a young group, you're going to have games like that, but obviously you don't want too many of them. You know, it was one of those that I thought they were there to be beaten. You know, you go there and you set everything up to try and go for the 3 points, and not everything's always going to go according to plan, but you know, the lads were, you know, crestfallen after the game, and it was important that we, you know, try and pick them up this week. We went to rugby with obviously a very, very different side, a very young side, and you know, you get some positives out of that, and you get a little bit of a lift again. So, you know, we're looking forward to tomorrow now, and you know, it's going to be a tough game, but you know, every game in this league is tough. But again, it's something that you can go out there and win.
On Tuesday night, then, how many of that side do you think are close enough to being able to step in? If we've got injuries and suspensions,
I don't think anybody, if you look at the actual game, did themselves any harm. You put the whole squad together, and now you've got some difficult choices to make. And you know, we'll sit down this afternoon and work out which we think is going to be the best way to go over the coming weeks. Again, there's lots of suspensions and things like that coming up, and you know, the teams may have to be not rotated as such, but you know, with people are going to have to come in and be ready to, you know, not just to take a game to bed in or a couple of games to bed in. They're going to have to be ready to go. So, you know, I'm confident in the lads' ability. I say they are very young, but sometimes, you know, they're not playing academy football now, they're playing men's football, and it's important.
Right, so talking about that, we'll look forward to tomorrow's game now. Have you got a line-up in your head pretty much set, or do you think you'll look at them in training today and there might be a few tinkers from Saturday's game at Skelmersdale?
No, I think, you know, obviously you look at how people train all the time, and you know, it's important that we're organised and we know, you know, exactly where we go for tomorrow. And, you know, obviously Monday night comes very quickly after it. So, you know, maybe a fairly different team tomorrow to what it is Monday. But we'll see how we go. You know, we'll take one game at a time. And again, you know, we're looking forward to it as a football club. And, you know, we appreciate, you know, the fans and, you know, made the trip to Skelmersdale. It was a disappointing performance. But, you know, it's not for the want to try. You know, everyone's fully behind the football club and we want to, you know, get it on an even keel and moving forward quickly.
That's brilliant. Cheers. Thanks for your time today, Paul.
Thank you.
So a big thank you there to Ilkeston FC TV and that interview with Paul Holland there, the manager at Ilkeston. Ilkeston against Workington on Saturday, 3 o'clock kickoff there. Now, elsewhere, Stourbridge will cover them. Mickleover Sports against Marine. Both have kind of had similar fortunes of late. They were knocking on the door of the playoff positions, but have kind of dropped out of this. Now, how do you pronounce this guy's name? Evior? Evior?
Oh, yes, Evior, yeah.
Evior Brown. has got in touch to say, off to Mickle over this week. Marine will be very tired after the marathon trek and match in Cambridgeshire this week. Hope we can still get back to winning in the league. An interesting one, this one. Mickle over Sports against Marine.
Marine, yeah, great result over St Neots in midweek in the trophy to get through in that one. Brutal game, actually. St Neots down to 8 men. But, Marine Mickle over, as you say, Mickle over made a little bit of early waves in the league and have dropped back since then.
Two more fixtures we need to talk about. Skelmersdale United against Halesowe in Town. I think Halesowe in Town have solidified over recent weeks, and it looks like they're solid mid-table. I can say that with all the assurance of somebody speaking in November, obviously. But Skelmersdale United, what do you think?
Just reminded me of that clip that we have on our advertising on Whitby Town Radio of when Berkey interrupts somebody who said, "Well, I've had the title sewn up with 19 games left to go." Skem taking on Halesowe, and I haven't seen Skelmersdale. I do feel that they've still got some good players and still they still play good football.
You know, it's been a good week for Skelmersdale United with that 2-1 win against Ilkeston. It's also been a good week for Frickley Athletic. Grantham Town against Frickley Athletic. What do you reckon?
Having seen both of those sides, I've certainly given a little bit of insight on those two teams. I would have to favour Grantham strongly. They've had some good battles over the years, haven't they? But then knowing Lee Morris, he'll have Frickley right up for this game. Could be a really good game of football, and Frickley do run them close. Grantham are at Whitby on Tuesday.
Yes, he was a cracking guest as well, Lee. And David Knight has been in touch to say, from a Frickley perspective, Frickley at Grantham and following our exit in the League Cup, in brackets, played a young side. Get your excuses out ready, David. Hope to continue improving our away form in the league. So there you go. That's Frickley Athletic travelling to Grantham Town this weekend. Look out for that athletics track. Cliche, klaxon. Now, just before we go, Andrew Snaith, just a quick plug for Whitby Town Radio this weekend against Colville Town.
Thanks, Ben. Yeah, Colville Town against Whitby Town down in Leicestershire. Whitby Town Radio live from 3 p.m. I've just got to give a real shout out to the people at Colville. I dropped them a tweet just to check whether everything was okay and we were able to be accommodated there. They have some problems with outside electricity sources in there, but they're looking into it. So if they can actually get electricity in through however means, the longest extension cable in the world, then I'll tip my hat off to them. But wherever we go, we're always extremely well treated. I can't speak highly enough of the hospitality we receive everywhere we've been.
Come on, Mr. Snaith, come on. I went to Abbey Hay yesterday. Abbey Hay against FC United. Not a plug, not electricity in sight. I was looking at the floodlight and going, oh, how's that powered? But we did it. We did the commentary. I don't know how we managed it, but we did it. And the batteries stayed on all the way through the game. It was remarkable.
You sent Homer Simpson up there, did you, with a rogue appliance? Our plan B is producer Lee with his mission control over in Skelton via Skype. We hope we don't have to go for that. But he's always on standby if we have any sort of signal issue. The legend that he is.
I miss those days of Retford and places like that, having to do Skype calls. It was good. I miss those days.
You miss it. You.
Yeah, well, it was Swampy who had to do the phone call. I was always back at Studio Alpha, just sitting there having a cup of coffee, quite comfortable, to be fair. But anyway,
is he still in China?
He's coming back in a month. He's back in a month. So the Christmas special of the MPL show is going to be electric. Absolutely electric. And the edit job that I'll have to do after is also going to be disappointing. Anyway, Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio, thank you for joining us this week for this fixture preview on Evo Stick Extra, and you have a lovely week.
Thanks, Ben. You too. Been a pleasure as always.
And that is the end of this week's Evo Stick Extra. My thanks to everyone who's come on this week's show, in particular to James Hayes from the MPL Facebook group, which you can get involved with at facebook.com/groups/the NPL, and Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio. And a big thank you to all the managers who've come on this week's show and to all the internal YouTube channels who've provided us with in-house club interviews. Much appreciated. But that's it for this week's Evo Stick Extra. A big disclaimer, look outside your window. It's very, very cold, very, very windy. Take a big coat, but more importantly, check Twitter and check official channels before setting off on Saturday afternoon, just to make sure the match is on. You can follow the NPL show on Twitter, that's at NPL show. But that's it from everyone here at Evo Stick Extra. And wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your Evo Stick NPL side, make sure that you have fun. Goodbye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the Evo Stick range, you may need a bigger van. Evo Stick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.